Since the 1990s, Peter Bell of Fox Run Vineyards has hosted a wine tasting for his fellow Finger Lakes winemakers.
I've always been interested in and motivated to taste with other winemakers, my colleagues.
On this particular morning, the group is tasting tank samples of 2015 semi-dry Riesling, what Bell describes as works in progress.
The best time to make some changes, is, of course, is before the wine goes into bottle, and that's what's going on right now.
Are we ready? I'm not, like, wild about any of these, so I gotta say, as a, it doesn't really matter.
I thought there were a couple of them that were great.
Did you? Okay. I'm looking for more Finger Lakes-ness.
While it might seem surprising that a winemaker would open themselves to criticism from their peers, especially for a wine that's not yet finished, Bell says that's kind of the point.
Participants are encouraged to check their egos at the door because we often bring faulty wines on purpose, just for some feedback. Everybody makes a not-so-good wine once in a while.
At this particular tasting, nearly a dozen winemakers were in the room representing 8 different wineries. Some, like Bell, have been making Finger Lakes wines for decades. Some are relatively new to their craft. Megs Goodwin is the assistant